Hello, Monday. Greetings, friends. It's Pastor Bob, and it's time for your Lenten daily devotional. Yesterday was the Sabbath. It's a Sunday in Lent, but Sundays aren't of Lent. So people who do Lenten devotionals have different ways of going about this. For John Pavlovitz in our book Rise, he has numbered the devotions even for Sundays. But technically, the fifth day of Lent is today. And so we will stick with that numbering system as we go through the book Rise. Today is the fifth day of Lent. Of course, it's in Lent too, but it's also of Lent. Sundays are not of Lent, not a part of that. So we're at number 5, and then every Sunday, remember, we'll be having a guest devotional and then pick up where we left off. That should leave us, if we go through the book in right order, with about 6 extra devotions after that, and we'll use that as the week after Easter, just to keep the afterglow going. All right. Today's scripture is from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, 1 through 17. 2 things to know about this scripture that we know about the Gospel of John. There's I am statements as Jesus tries to explain himself to his disciples and his friends. I am this, I am that, I am this. Always trying to teach them. And number 2, to teach them in a spiritual way. Here in the Gospel of John, he's talking about the Spirit and the power of the Spirit. Not the man Jesus, right? But the man Jesus Christ, who is fully human, fully divine. John 15, 1 through 17. Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, For everything that I learned from my father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me. I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command. Love each other. May God bless our reading and hearing of the Word. John Pavlovitz's devotional goes like this. I don't like waiting. For takeout food, online orders, doctor visits, anything. As I move through the world, things almost never function as expediently as I'd like. And a smoldering restlessness is always rumbling just beneath the surface. Traffic tends to amplify this ever-latent frustration. And I can easily lose my religion in a good gaper delay or unexpected construction area. My continual impatience is compounded by a terrible affliction I suffer, one doctors have yet to properly identify, which causes me to always choose the wrong lane in a backup. Always. The very instant I complete my transition to what is clearly the faster option, it's as if the lane I just vacated suddenly glides briskly along, and my new one now ceases to move. That is, of course, until I veer back to where I'd been originally seconds ago, upon which that lane once again screeches to a standstill. I soon look ahead into the distance and lament the place farther down the road that I would have occupied had I only stayed put. I watch another driver claim the smooth travel I missed out on. And in a fit of rampant lane envy, I pray a pox upon their house. Or at least a nice pothole to mess with their alignment. In this extended sermon of Jesus, in the 15th chapter of John's Gospel, Jesus uses the word remain nearly a dozen times, which makes me think that it's both important and also probably something that isn't easy, or else saying it once or twice would have been enough. Staying put is a profound challenge for many of us, especially if our present is uncomfortable or confusing or turbulent. In such seasons of struggle, it's counterintuitive to not want to get some distance. But Jesus reminds us that growth is sometimes painful and slow, and it can't be rushed, even when it's both of those things. There is something sacred and rare about staying, about enduring the waiting and trying to stay grounded in love while we face the frustration of what we want to be through with right now. The words of Jesus offer the wise path forward for those of us who don't wait very well. Stay. Love. Repeat. Amen.